when you have wingnuts like Hugo Chavez saying the U.S. is occupying Haiti because of the earthquake there, and them sending in so many Marines, and Danny Glover saying that it's all global warming that is the reason behind the earthquake, and other celebrity wingnuts that come forward, you have to look at the big picture. Who does Hugo Chavez want to send into Haiti? A whole bunch of dentists or people working for an oil company? Or what's that Kennedy, the nut that likes Hugo Chavez that goes around and tries to give out free oil? Blaming the government of the United States and blaming the military for a natural disaster is just asinine. And any media outlets that actually cover Hugo Chavez and give him any airtime besides his own dopey TV channel are just as idiotic as the comments to come out of Hugo Chavez's mouth. The Marines, the Army, the whoever that are sent over there, of course, have a job to do. They also have to look at the stability of the country. It's starting to turn into some violent chaos there now, but we're also hearing about miracles, talked about it the other day, of those being rescued. No one but the military can go in a situation like this and do the job that the military can do. Of course, there's Red Cross and other organizations that will be there and have a need to be there. But without having the military, no matter from what country, I'm not sure how any humanitarian relief could get to Haiti the way that it's getting there now. I'm Dana Pretzer. That's today's commentary.